minute before we take off. We heard some awesome good preaching tonight. I'm not going to preach, but maybe just
helping out.
The way the service is gone, and somebody had to look at this. Off good preaching tonight, Brother Joel, can you tell us about the last move, the King's move? And then, it's a true fact. Without the blood, there can't be life. I thought they can put you on life support, breathe for you. They can do a lot of things. They can keep you warm. But if there's not any blood in there, all that will do any good. Without the blood. Just singing that song, Hallelujah. I've enjoyed the preaching and wasn't going to. She got singing that, and I can't help it. All the blood I had here, just if you'll bear with me for just a minute. Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable unto God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Under the Old Testament economy, sacrifice generally involved blood.
Yeah. Yes.
The atonement was made by the shedding of blood.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no
remission of sins.
Under the Old Testament economy, they had to bring the blood.
Right.
And they had to sprinkle it on the altar.
Yes.
They had to pour it out at the base of the altar. Once again, they'd go into the Holy of Holies and they'd sprinkle it on that mercy seat.
Yes.
It was the blood.
Right.
There were a lot of offerings that were made that didn't involve blood.
Right.
You could bring free will offerings. You could bring offerings of the first fruits. You could bring offerings of wheat and of grain and of flour and of oil and frankincense and myrrh and salt and money.
Right.
And we're very seldom ever called upon to make sacrifices. We're very seldom ever called upon to make sacrifices, but we read it here where Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, present your bodies a living sacrifice. He doesn't want us to go out and cut our throats. What good would that do him? A dead man can't serve God. A dead man can't do anything for him. But we are to present ourselves living sacrifice.
Right.
This is the part that was in here that I just felt like maybe I'll share with you. A lot of people can sacrifice themselves doing a lot of things. I remember hearing Dr. tell a man, said his daddy worked out in back in the 20s and 30s. It seemed like maybe he worked in the CCC or whatever, and he'd come by and his family would meet him down at the mouth of the holler. The wife would have him a little something to eat, and they'd carry a lantern and they'd go on to church. Man, they'd really go home. Go to church and stay till midnight, whatever. Walk back to the house and get up the next morning and do it all over again. Some people used to make sacrifices to serve God. We get in an air conditioned, we leave the air conditioned house, get in an air conditioned car, come to an air conditioned church, stop at the air conditioned Walmart if we need to, go into the air conditioned restaurant, and you know, all those things. What are we sacrificing? You know? It's not that much of a sacrifice for the church. Some folks will sacrifice themselves by giving to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 16:15 said, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Addicted to it. Would you rather be in church tonight? Or out at the ball game? Even if you want to sing. That's just the first thing that popped into my mind. I love being in the house of God.
Yes.
Sister Kathy, I used to go every night the world stood. I went somewhere to church.
Right.
Get jobs, working in Lexington every day, not getting off at 5 o'clock, and then fighting the traffic to get all the way back home. It was hard to go.
Yep.
I've got a little more free time now. I like going to church.
Amen.
We're to present, as Romans said, our bodies as a living sacrifice, not as an act of atonement, because there's no bloodshed there, but rather it's a service. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? For you're bought with a price.
Yes.
Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Yes.
We don't belong to us. It's not up to me. If the Father says go, I've got to go.
Right.
If He says stay, I've got to stay.
Right.
That is, if I won't go to heaven.
Right.
Here's the part where I really wanted to go. One of the major sacrifices, Brother Matt, that's demanded of us is the sacrifice of
Amen.
They tell me there's two times to praise God. Two times to praise God. That's when you feel like it. How many people in here tonight would like to have $1 million? Raise your hand if you'd like to have $1 million. Come on. Well, let me ask you another question. Maybe you're not greedy and a filthy loser and all that. Maybe you're more sanctified than I am. I like to have myself. How many of you love to go to heaven and raise both hands?
Yeah. Yes. Lord.
Yes. Now, that was a trick question because now I know you can do it. Get them up there. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Raise them up there. Yes. And when you got them up there, just say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They tell me that word is the same in every language around the world.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, you can say hallelujah. And they know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Praise
your
almighty God.
Come on.
That's sacrifice of praise.
Yes.
That's sacrifice of praise. Why should it? It's not a sacrifice right now for me to say praise the Lord. What I got feeling, what I feel moving around inside of me,
right.
That blood circulating around inside of me, I believe it's a little bit of adrenaline maybe flowing around in me. I'm feeling pretty good, and it's easy for me to say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I honor you for your goodness to me. I honor you for supplying my needs. I honor you for the promises. I honor you for what you can let me feel. I honor you for your protection. I thought on the way over here tonight, last week we got stopped there at Kirksville. Rescue squad there had the roadblock, a fatal accident we heard about when we got home. Started coming up through there tonight, Brother Matt, and I thought, it may be bad to go up there and have to go around again because another one. Don't you know there was a state policeman standing there flagging traffic? I asked him, I said, can we go around? No, he said, can we go around? I said, what's the last week there was a fatal crash down there. He said, there's another one.
Oh, Lord.
But God shields us.
Yes. Yes.
God keeps us, and I praise Him for that.
Yes.
I don't have any problems saying, Lord, I thank you for this shield. So we will render the calves of our lips. The calves of our lips in the temple and in the tabernacle. They had to slay those oxen and they had to slay those calves. That was the sacrifice. That's what was required. But it's something that cost you something. When you took it, you didn't own it. When you took that ox down there, or when you took that ram, or when you took whatever it was, you didn't take it up to the priest and you say, here, you want to borrow this for a while? I'll be back about sundown. Take it home with me.
Right.
And you took it, that was gone. You gave it away. It was God. You offered that sacrifice.
Amen.
We've got to offer ourselves a living sacrifice that says, God, I am yours. And I will not come back to get it because it doesn't belong to me anymore. I'm yours. You pay for it with that blood. Psalm 54:6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee.
Yes.
Somebody swell, that's Old Testament. He must have been talking about he was going to offer a sacrifice down at the temple. But no, he went on and said, I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. A sacrifice of praise. When you feel like it, when you don't. What have I got to praise God for? Just had to pay the taxes. Somebody stole a cell phone. Had a flat tire. What did I got to praise God for? Just take you a good deep breath. But even if you don't feel it, offer that sacrifice of praise. I sat around and, brother, I don't mean to get the pastor's shoes here, but sometimes I sat around and I watch how the Spirit begins to move.
Right.
And I can feel how the Spirit begins to move. I can feel the unction of the Holy Ghost get in the house.
Yeah.
And if you let yourself look around, Brother Matt, you can see Him sitting there.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm going to say, what's the matter with you? What in the world's the matter with you? Get that hand up in the air.
Yeah.
Honor God. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, I'll do it if I feel like it. Let's go do it if you don't feel like it.
Right.
And I got news for you, you'll get to feeling like it.
Yes.
Thank you.
I praise Him a lot of times when I didn't feel like it. But I know He's worthy of it.
Right.
He's due it.
Yes.
Why do you think there's only going to be 30 minutes? silence in heaven. There's too much praising to be done. It's going to take all of eternity for us to try to praise Him for what He's done for us. We have to start on it now, though. Lord, I praise You. Somebody praise the Lord. Well, I'm afraid I'll get myself. Well, I hope you do. Don't get into me.
Yeah. Lift holy hands.
Get in yourself. Worship it. Spirit, soul, and body. Get that body into it. Jeremiah 33:11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom. The voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. Anybody here the devil got you bound? Brother Joel told us, one more move. The king's move. Alright. You feel like the devil's got you bound tonight? I won't ask you to raise your hands, but you know you're here. He said if we would, he said right there, he promised it in his book. That if we will offer the sacrifice of praise, bring it into the house of the Lord, he said, I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. You begin to feel that joy wane. Circulation cut off. Begin to get numb. Your hand goes to sleep forever. Whatever. And you begin to feel it. And you begin to wonder, Lord, where are You? You ever had to feel that turn? Sometimes I've not committed sin. Sometimes I haven't done anything wrong. I've done all I know to do. And I feel. It's like I can't find Him. I can't find Him. It's just a testing now. But I begin to praise Him. Get in the house of God. I feel a praising Him. Oh, I feel a praising Him. Oh, praise Him in the morning. Praise Him all day long. I feel a praising Him. He slips that little stent in there, whatever it takes. All of a sudden, you begin to feel something move. It begins to wake up. Begins to come alive. You begin to feel the Spirit of God move and quicken this mortal body. You know the Bible said He would do that. That same Spirit, which raised Jesus from the dead, shall also quicken your mortal body. That's why we can come in from work sometimes and feel like we're dragging out our tracks. Get to the house of God and think, Lord, I just don't know if I can stand it. And somebody begins to praise Him. Somebody just begins to offer that sacrifice of praise. Somebody begins to worship God just a little bit. And the Spirit begins to move. And all of a sudden we forgot about being tired. We get that second wind. We get that second wind and we begin to feel like, Lord, I believe I can praise You just a little while now. And I believe I'll need You. Hebrews 13:15, if you're strictly New Testament, I'll give you one from the New Testament. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. See, He didn't leave it out just something ethereal that, you know, well, I'm appraising Him in the heart. I'm appraising Him in the spirit, God knows. No, He said, with your hands. Well, I'll praise Him once or twice. I'll praise Him every once in a while. No, the writer of Hebrews said, I'll praise Him continually. 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 We fail God too many times.
Yes, we do.
Not praising Him. Not praising Him. Not worshiping Him. Oh, we like it when the music's good. I love it when the music's good. I love it when it's got the sound to it. Oh, and it's easy then. It's easy then. And that's all right. Praise Him. Worship Him. What about bring chaos out of
Chamber.
What about I'll pick on the drummer because he ain't here?
Yeah.
What about the drummer when you just can't get the right beat, John?
Yeah.
And what about when the guitar breaks its string? And the singer can't carry a tune? And they really don't even know all the words to the song.
Amen.
But I still want to praise God.
Right.
I want to honor Him. You're still sitting there with your arms in your lap. You're still sitting there not praising God like you ought to. You're wondering, what in the world is he talking about? We've never heard it on this wise. I'm telling you, we need to praise God. We need to worship God.
Habits to praise his people.
Yes. I was going to look it up, and you know how important it is to back your Bible. It's never got the scripture. I've got it on my cell phone, but I hate to get it out. I was afraid you might think I was texting or something to church, and I believe that's a sin, so I don't. I believe the exact quote is that he inhabits the praises of Israel.
Come on.
We are the spiritual Israel.
Yes.
We are his people.
Yes.
And he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
And Sister Dorothy, I have found that when I get in those states, and sometimes it just, you know, comes slowly, and little by little, and before we know it, we're in that kind of state that we can't feel God.
Yes.
Like I said a while ago, begin to praise him.
Yes.
Begin to worship him.
Yes.
Begin to honor him. Begin to exalt his name. There is no name like the name of Jesus. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And we would begin to honor that name. And we begin to lift up that name and praise his name. Then he comes down and he inhabits that praise. And that pleases him. And that begins to shine upon us. Can anybody raise your hand? And say, I praise you, Lord.
Yes.
And don't sit there like you can't, because I've done seen you raise both of them. I know they work. Well, I don't feel it. Well, praise, that's a fine time to praise him. That's a wonderful time to praise him. I don't feel like praising. Then that's a time you ought to. That's exactly when you ought to. Well, I'm waiting for it to move on it. Praise him first and see if he doesn't move on you.
Yes.
He'd come by a whole lot quicker. He'd come by a whole lot quicker. He'd come by a whole lot quicker. They don't wait even for the ball game to start. They're on their feet. They're screaming, go team. Come on, let's go. Let's stomp them. Let's beat them. Let's run them into the ground. And when their team scores, man, I mean, they're screaming and they're yelling. They're blowing their horns and they're throwing stuff. And when their team loses, they're even worse. But they're there and they're rooting their team on. They're cheering their team on. And if you don't, if you're not called to preach, you can't carry a tune in the bucket. You know you can't. You know whether you can or can't. You can't sing, then step back there. Praise him. You can do that. And that's just like, come on, team. Come on, team. Sorry for the, you know, carnal analogy. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. The Bible said to lift up the hands and come down. You see, your brother, discouraged. You know, don't be a joke, John. I thought what you were talking about, buddy. I
don't
know how to figure it out.
Yeah.
No. Oh. We'll turn it right. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's praise God. Oh, thank you. I begin to praise God. Just begin to worship the Lord.
Yes.
But they got this problem. They got that problem. They got this. They do this. They do. So what? Let God take it there.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not sick when you see the boxes. I'm not even going to judge you in the other land. No, I'm here.
That's right.
And I'm going to see you naked.
Amen.
And we worship God together. And we begin to praise God together. Well, if I worship God, you know, we got worried about the charismatic bunch here, you know, a few years ago. Why, if I stand up and praise the Lord when they're singing to my mind, thinking I'm charismatic, I ain't going to let a bunch of backslid charismatics beat me out of a blessing. Call me what you want to. I don't care. I'm going to worship God. Uh-oh, I lost somebody there. I lost somebody right there. But see, I'm going to worship God.
Yes.
And, you know, if the charismatic comes along and he wants to worship God, bless God, let him worship God. He needs it. Somebody said, you see, you know, the hypocrite up a shouting. Let them shout. They need it. You know, I'm not going to let a hypocrite beat me out of a blessing. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to praise the Lord. Because what did Jesus say? If you're ashamed of me before me, ashamed of you. I'm not going to be ashamed to worship Him.
No.
I'm not going to be ashamed to praise Him. Well, I don't know. Maybe you think I'm just completely out in the right field somewhere. Maybe you think I'm just completely lost my mind. It depends on who you talk to. But I'm just telling you that the Lord wants His people to praise Him.
Yes.
The Bible speaks too often of the sacrifice of praise. When it flows freely, and the Lord's blessing, the Spirit's moving, everything's running high, that's not a sacrifice. That's just jumping out over the flow. There's nothing wrong with that. There's not a thing wrong with that. Amen. Keep it going, I can get in with you. But when it's not going, and when it's harder to rock, you never been in the service. And when it's an uphill battle, praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise you, Lord. I'm trying to quit this morning. Say that much. But I remember, I wish I, you know, these things come to me, I wish I could look that up. Look at that. I really remember that man. But there was a time when Israel was out fighting. He couldn't get his victory. It was a fire. King and the temple. Well, Joel, I don't believe they walked out on that battlefield and started singing, nobody knows the troubles I'm seeing. I believe they came with the generals. I believe that they came with the cymbals. I believe they came with the high-sounding cymbals. I believe they came with the trumpets. I believe they came with the singers. And they begin to praise the Holy One of Israel. And as they begin to worship, and as they begin to praise, they begin to exalt the high holy God that they serve, then the victory came. That was in the battle. That was during the war. People were dying and losing their lives. But they began to worship God. We can have a check, Pastor. We have to get up on God. Serve Him anyhow.
Amen.
Because I feel like praising. Praising Him. He is worthy of it. He is worthy of it. One other time we're called upon sacrifice. Come on now. Sacrificial giving. The thing is, well, that we really learned the secret. You know, it's a sacrifice. Once I'm young, I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsake.
Yes.
And bread. Only place I ever read in the scripture where God challenged His people and challenged them to challenge Him was in giving. See that I will not open unto you. Pour out upon you a blessing. I'll be doing up to you. Sacrificial gift. I'll reward it. I want to tell you, my heart, I looked down the chest over here. You know, Brother Matt said the church, as a church, decided to give 10% to missions. So I'm going to tell you, you support missions. Go after children. God will bless. God honors that. God honors that. This is your job. This is your job. You don't believe me, you tighten a fist around the top of that thing. And you hang on to it. You don't give to the work of God. You don't give. Those times are hard. And we just can't afford it. See what happens when you start to give. Give to the Lord. Give to His work. But first, I know. I've been there. found out not too long ago.
What?
You have come to offices. You let you get what they found. And the bridge was you going to do the county.
Walk something up.
I said, ever watch this? Show me what I can. I'll prove to you that I can. And if I starve to death, it's just a quicker way to glory. I don't believe God's going to starve to death.
No.
Something's going to have to happen for me to say. But I really, and I preached that message before, and I don't know, you know. That's day ago, 2 days ago maybe. That part in there about the sacrifice of praise, I didn't have that in there. See, I'm going to go down the water. Pull that king move, and go, Lord, maybe that's for next week or something. They got to sing that song. Hallelujah. Praising the Lord. Worshiping God. Honoring Him. Praising Him. And you're still sitting there thinking, I don't know whether I believe this. I don't know whether I want to have this. I don't know whether I can accept this. I've never heard it on this wise before. Never heard it like this before. They taught us that you just sit there until the Spirit moves. Folks, God said to praise Him. Honor Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. And I will challenge you right now. Take up this offering. Lord, bless the offering. Let go of what it's needed for. And I'm going to challenge you right now, if the pastor will allow me. Let's just take a few minutes and don't do anything.
Praise
you, Lord.
Praise
you, Lord. Honor the Lord.
Praise the Lord.